is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Thursday. It is the 11th of October, 3.5 weeks now until the midterm elections. And as we went through last hour, a whole pile of polls now favoring Republicans, a surge in enthusiasm and support for Republican candidates in Indiana, Arizona, Florida, all across the country, in fact. Florida, they will try to turn into a political football, they being the media and the Democrats today. They'll try to say that somehow Donald Trump didn't do his job, wasn't prepared. The governor there, Rick Scott, who's running for Senate, somehow he didn't rise to the occasion. All of these things will be said. They will do their level best to turn this into a political issue. But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump has performed well in other natural disasters for the most part, Puerto Rico notwithstanding, and I don't know how we evaluate that one, but we'll leave that alone for now. But for the disasters on the mainland and the other hurricanes and problems that we've dealt with, he seems to have risen to the occasion, and FEMA has done a reasonable and respectable job. In Florida, Rick Scott has done well as well when you look back at Irma and so forth, so we'll keep an eye on what that is going to mean going forward. But make no mistake, you will hear today that it is the worst job by the government, and the candidates will try to clamor and try to find any evidence to support their notion and their push to have you believe that as well. I wanted to take a moment here. I've got a list here of things that have been accomplished by this president in less than 2 years, because I read the Never Trump apology from the Federalist here at the top of the program. If you missed it, I've asked for some time, where do the Never Trump people hide at this point? Now that Brett Kavanaugh is on the Supreme Court, where do you hide? Because this president, Donald Trump, has done more to advance conservatism and done it in less than 2 years, done more to advance conservatism than any president in my lifetime. And that's period. Period. So 4 million jobs created since the election, more Americans now employed than ever recorded in American history. More than 400,000 manufacturing jobs since the election. Manufacturing jobs are growing at the fastest rate in more than 3 decades. Economic growth in the second quarter, 4.2%. We expect it to do the same when we see the numbers for the third quarter. Unemployment claims are at a 49-year low. Unemployment at 3.7%, the lowest it's been since 1969, and we had a war we were fighting at that point. African-American unemployment achieving the lowest rate ever recorded, the same with Hispanic American unemployment, the same with Asian American unemployment, the unemployment with women, the lowest rate in 65 years. Youth unemployment, the lowest in half a century. Lowest unemployment for Americans without a high school diploma. Veterans in unemployment recently reached its lowest rate in more than 20 years. 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off from food stamps. That just crested 4 million now. 95% of U.S. manufacturers are optimistic about the future. 95%, think about that, are optimistic about the future, notwithstanding the stock market yesterday. The fundamentals of this economy are strong. Retail sales surged last month, up 6% over last year. The biggest package of tax cuts, some would argue, in history. Small businesses will have the lowest top marginal tax rate in more than 80 years as a result of that tax cut. By the way, the Summer Olympics are coming to Los Angeles in 2028 and the World Cup in 2026. ANWR was opened. The Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access pipelines approved and completed. Record numbers of regulations have been eliminated. Regulatory relief for community banks and credit unions has been put in place. The penalty for the individual mandate of Obamacare is gone. More affordable health care options for Americans through association health plans and short-term duration plans. The FDA approved more affordable generic drugs than ever. And thanks to what has been done in Washington, many drug companies are freezing or reversing planned price increases this year. And there's the Right to Try legislation that went through, giving patients who are sick, terminally sick, the chance to try drugs that may not be approved by the FDA yet. The Right to Try legislation. I think that's big. You want to try it? Why not? $6 billion poured into fighting the opioid crisis and epidemic. Opioid prescriptions down 16% in the first year. The VA Accountability Act has been signed. Coal exports up by 60%. U.S. oil production reaching an all-time high, making America the biggest producer of energy in the world. The United States is also a net natural gas exporter for the first time since 1957. The United States withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord and shut down the illegal anti-coal clean power plan. Brought in $700 billion for the military, $716 billion next year. NATO allies are now spending $70 billion more annually on defense. The process has begun to make the Space Force the sixth branch of the armed forces. Have confirmed more circuit court judges than any other new administration, period. Confirmed both Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Withdrew from the terrible Iran deal. Moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Remember how they said that just couldn't be done? Protecting Americans with increased security and travel bans and limitations upheld by the Supreme Court. Issued executive order to keep Guantanamo Bay open, which the Democrats wanted to close. Just concluded the new historic deal with Canada and Mexico to replace NAFTA with more updated treaties and agreements. Reached a breakthrough agreement with the European Union to increase U.S. exports to Europe. Net exports are on track to increase by $59 billion this year. $59 billion. There's improved vetting and screening for refugees. The wall is under construction. Republicans want strong borders. And so the wall is under construction. Will it get completed? We'll see. But that list there, and that's partial list, but I wanted to share it with you because I want you to understand how many things have been done by this president in pursuit of conservatism and protecting and defending this nation that you don't always hear about. It's important to understand what has been done despite the headwinds, despite the investigations and the claims of Russian collusion and all the other nonsense that have dogged this president from the media, Bob Mueller and others. I wanted you to know. I also want you to know you don't have to be a sitting duck when it comes to defending your data. It's out there. You know it is every time you use your credit card or your phone. There's information. There's data points on a map somewhere. There's a dossier about you. People know about you. What are they going to do with that information if they get their hands on it? Those being those that shouldn't have it. Let me tell you what I did. I got the Michigan Chamber's Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. You can do the same and find out more. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the ID Theft Protection logo from the Michigan Chamber. Protect yourself. It's the smart thing to do. I'm Steve Gruber. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber has been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Youper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me at My Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started today.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
But what about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.